Marketing Radio Network. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. As an eBay seller, an eBay store is the backbone of your business. Great features, great prices, and really can help boost your business. Here now to discuss the updates to store features and subscription prices are Dylan Henderson, eBay's head of pricing and monetization, and John Lee, director of pricing and monetization. Dylan and John sit across from me where we're up in Building 6, so I get to hear all the stuff that's going on. It's been quite fascinating. Dylan, could you please summarize the various pricing changes announced today?
Sure, Griff. So thanks for having us, and let's focus first on the subscriptions.
Sure.
What we're seeing is, let's start with the benefits in the subscriptions first. So you'll see that across the board in our basic, our premium, and our anchor store tiers is that there is a big increase in the number of insertion fees, of zero insertion fees, so free insertion fees.
Exactly.
So that is a big bump, a big boost for our sellers. We know that insertion fees can be an obstacle, and so we wanted to give this this additional benefit. In addition to the zero insertion fees, we're also offering credits on the eBay branded shipping supplies,
which are cool. And I don't know how much we've actually announced them. I know there's been a little bit of a pre-announcement kind of talk about it, but I have a stack of these by my they are so cool.
They're great fun, Griff. Yeah. And a lot of sellers have reached out to us and
told
us how...
Describe them.
Well, he's going to. Calm down, Lee.
Yes.
Welcome to the conversation.
Take a picture. Put it in the chat board.
I can't do that yet. The team that's responsible wants they have the cadence for announcing this. I don't want to step on their toes.
Okay, got it.
So they're boxes, and they come in a various sizes, and there's
lots of sizes,
and also some tape to help with shipping. It's something that sellers have reached out to us very much and said how much they'd appreciate that, and the boxes, they look just great.
Yeah,
and so what we're doing is we're providing a credit, and that means that as a part of the subscription, sellers will have the opportunity to use that credit, basically a coupon, to go out and source to get those eBay shipping supplies, which then would be free shipped to the supplier, and they could to the seller, and they could use them to ship merchandise.
To be clear, you're going to buy these on eBay.
Yes.
So there's a seller store who will have a store set up that'll offer these.
There will be a seller store set up, and what we will do is we will distribute a coupon, and then sellers can use that coupon, and then can insert that, and that would be input at checkout, and they could then consume that credit. And that credit would be based on a quarterly basis, and would allow basically sellers to have those shipping supplies for free.
So looking at the examples that I have up at my desk, and there's some great poly 10 sizes or 7 sizes of polyvinyl envelopes, and they have the double enclosure, which for me is key, because I want to make it as easy as possible for my buyers to return a shirt that they buy from me and they just don't like, or for whatever reason. I got to tell you, I was suspecting when I saw these that, I mean, maybe the quality that's been skimped, that's why they're going to be a good deal. These are really high quality. These are, I was surprised at how good these were. So this is a real plus. I can't wait to have some.
So it's great stuff. And indeed, there's a whole stack of them on your desk.
There is, yeah.
So when is that coming?
Well, when I get through looking at them.
Yeah, really?
I don't know what the plan is for the. I think soon.
So absolutely soon. So everything will be ready for when the price change goes live, and in the near term there will be some testing.
Yeah,
we want to be certain that everything is all set up.
Sure.
We can get the distribution right. That we have the coupon set up, so it's an excellent experience for sellers.
And as we get closer to that date, you guys will come back. We'll schedule to come on the show, and we'll actually have more.
Sure.
Maybe we'll have pictures by then that we can show. And
by all means, and yeah. we should also. That's involved. The shipping team is a part of that discussion, who will be running that store, and they can take us through all the details.
And to be clear, these boxes are branded. So the boxes are cardboard colored with the eBay brand in white. They look really classy. Mm-hmm. And the polyvinyl envelopes I saw are clear. I mean, white, and they have the eBay logo in color. So this is, and for shirts, I am so there. This is what I'm, because right now I'm using that first iteration of tape to brand. I don't use it to seal the envelopes. I just put the tape on there so I have the eBay brand on there. I love the buyers getting the package that says eBay.
And we're also really proud that this is feedback we've gotten directly from sellers, that they love this product. So we want to provide that. And what we're doing is, in the different tiers, we're giving some credits so that sellers can consume them as a part of their subscription service. And ultimately, it would be free for them up to that credit.
So like any business person who's looking at changes to rates, there our sellers today are looking at the fact that prices are going up for the different tiers. But when we're providing this extra allotment, if you've been pushing that envelope and then going over it, you've been spending extra money to get, and there's those gaps between stores where the allotment jumps so much. The benefit for this financially is that if you're in that position where you're constantly overdoing your allotment, this is how you can save money.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the way we designed this, Griff, is so we appreciate that we are raising prices across the board. What we wanted to do is be certain that we're given a lot more value back to sellers as a result of this price increase, right? And we wanted that to be multiples higher than what we'd be asking of sellers, right? And so that's why the zero insertion fee allotment, which really jumps, right? For the anchor store, it goes from $2,500 to $10,000.
$10,000, huge jump.
That's a big jump, right? And that jump happens across the board. The credits we just talked about with the shipping supplies. Also for the anchor store, we're adding two additional benefits that we're really excited about. One is credits on promoted listings.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So again, like there, a credit on use promoted listings, cost per sale, right? So you'll only be charging relative to what you sell. And that credit then would be applied directly against the promoted listings portion of the invoice, right? So again, encouraging sellers to try this, and it's basically a free trial with those credits. And then a final project that I'm particularly happy with is dedicated customer service. For our anchor store sellers, we'll be giving them a direct line into our best customer services agents. So they'll have that dedicated service, one-stop shop to help them with any questions they have with respect to eBay. If there are concerns with respect to policies, they'd have an individual who could help them over that hump and get through that.
And this special customer support, kind of like a merchant services organization.
Exactly.
Where are they located? I'm getting this question all morning.
Where are they located?
Yes, just physically, where are they located?
They're located in Salt Lake City.
So they're located within the boundaries of the United States. That's all I'm going to say. We're not going to say anymore. And these are folks that have been trained for this.
Absolutely, yes. These are folks that have been trained for this. It's a small team right now that's been working more on a pilot basis and just having great traction with sellers, helping them to scale their business, helping them with various and different policies. You know what, Griff? Actually, if we go back to September and the 20th anniversary.
Yes.
We had a stand there where we were looking at how do we help sellers to optimize their listings, and there were members of that team who were hosting.
Oh, they were doing
stand.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those were experts. So
they're great folks, and a big reach out to these guys in Salt Lake for the work they're doing.
And you're prepared to staff up as the demand grows as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. We're doing this to all of our anchor stores, so that's a big investment for us. Lots of hiring to do. So this is going to take some time for us to ramp up. It's something we're super, super excited about.
Can you tell us the difference between Basic, Premier, and Anchor very quickly?
It's going to be the benefits that you get as well as the price that we charge for those benefits. So just to give you an illustration, in the basic store, the zero insertion fees would be on the order of about 250 fixed price zero insertion fees. For the premium store, that jumps to 1,000, and for the anchor store, that jumps up to 10,000.
Ah, got it. Okay,
there you go.
So it's a huge jump in the fixed price listing allotment for each of the tiers. What about the auction format? Does that change?
So the auction format does change. In the basic tier, for example, we'd go from 100 as it is today, and then we'd jump that up to 250, mm-hmm. right? And if you were to go to our anchor store, that would go from 100 today, and that'd jump up to about 1,000.
Okay, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
And the question that came in, and we don't actually talk about it here, maybe something we can add, what about those listings where even now I go over the allotment? So currently they're priced at, I believe, 10, 5, and 2 cents as you grow up in the tiers. Is that changing?
So, the insertion fees after the allotment are not changing. So it would remain the same as they are today. So for an anchor store seller, for fixed price after the allotment, currently it's 5 cents. And in going forward in the future, it's also going to be 5 cents. So there's no change there. But as we mentioned, we'll be dramatically increasing the allotments, the free portion of the allotment. So hopefully this will incentivize sellers to list more.
Cool. I think a lot of our sellers over the past several years have gotten used to, whenever we've made a change to pricing, to using the fee illustrator, the eBay fee illustrator. Will that be updated on the and sometime soon, and if so, when, so that sellers can make a better determination of where they should be?
Yeah, the fee illustrator and the fee calculator will be updated when we go live to site for the rates. So that would be 5/1. So on May 1st, the fee illustrator and the fee calculator will be updated, so they can go ahead and start playing out different scenarios of what which store tier would be best for them.
So, whoa, you caught me up on this one. I have to change my level, but I have a yearly subscription. Am I going to get penalized because you've changed this and I want to change my store level, maybe bring it down because I may not be using all of this? I want to go from anchor to premium, premium to basic.
Hey, and don't go away because we have somebody on the phone for you.
Great, but there's your question. We'll get to that answer when we come back. Okay. Well, they're staying.
Don't let them leave.
They're not leaving, Lee. This segment was brought to you. All righty. 888-723-4630 on eBay Radio.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 365.
You just can't say enough about the importance of having the best possible photos in your listings. Jason T. Smith is known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music and head of the thrifting board on Facebook. He has a few quick tips.
Number one, above all, when we see pictures, get your items off the floor. And number two kind of goes right along with it. Get your clothes off the back of the closet door. Number three to stop doing, do not use flash ever. Yeah. Flash changes the color of your items to a non-realistic color. So if you use flash and the customer thinks they're getting royal blue and instead they get baby blue, you're going to have an unhappy customer.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We're talking updates. We're talking updates to store features and fees with Dylan Henderson, eBay's head of pricing and monetization, and John Lee, the director of pricing and monetization. And I know you've got questions, and this is your time to call in with them. 888-723-4630, 888-723-4630, or you can also send in a message through the Contact Us link on the page there.
So before we go to Patty in Miami, known on eBay as the Shopping Mom too, you were going to ask him that question.
Yes.
About your store.
So I want to go down in store level because you're making these changes. So am I going to get penalized if I have a yearly subscription?
So, Griff, hopefully with all these changes that we've made, you would want to stay or even upgrade your store.
I might.
However, we understand that, you know, we are making some changes to people who have signed a yearly contract. So we will go ahead and waive the early termination fee that we customarily charge for the next 60 days. So
yay.
Starting from today, for the next 60 days, we'll waive the early termination fee. But like I said, ideally, you guys would want to actually upgrade your store with all these changes that we're introducing.
And to John's point, I wouldn't do something too hastily. I'm a big believer in data, and you want to understand your own numbers before you jump a ship like this. By first running them, and if you can wait till May 1st, because you've got 30 days after that.
That's correct.
Use the fee illustrator when it's updated to reflect the new numbers to determine whether or not your suspicion about moving down a level is actually supported by the information. You may be leaving money on the table by dropping another level.
Okay, let's go to Patty in Miami now, known as the Shopping Mom too. Hey, Patty, what's your question or comment?
Hi, guys. Okay, so I got a statement and then I got a question, okay? The statement is that, I saw the fee structure and the fee changes in the store levels, okay? And, you know me, Griff, I always freak out. And I didn't sit down and do the numbers, okay? When I finally calmed down after seeing all the information and everything else and I punched in the numbers, I'm actually saving money with the new fee structure. And I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. We're not talking about just like $10 or $15. So I'm encouraging everybody to just sit down and do it. And I'm very extremely sad that the fee illustrator is not up to use right now and that we have to wait until May 1st. But, you know, because I'm not good with numbers. So, you know, I just gave the numbers to my dad, who's an engineer, and he sat down with me and he says, listen, you're saving money. You're not losing money. You're saving money. So calm down and, just stay with what they're saying.
I want to meet your dad.
That's, yeah. We love engineers here at eBay. Thanks.
Right?
That's a great story to share.
So,
thanks so much. That's really
so
how
anyway,
we designed the packages. So that's super to hear. Thanks very much for sharing.
Yeah, John. So now the question is this, okay? Now we have the fee structures and everything, and I know that if we go over the allotted amount of listings, we will still be charged whatever it is for each tier of a store level. But I would like to go ahead and know what happens with the people that don't have stores. That's not going to change. They're still going to go ahead and get their 50 free listings.
That's correct. The people who do not have a store, there are no material changes. They will continue to get the 50 free, and then anything after that will be 30 cents. So no changes on the non-store side for the insertion fees.
Okay, great.
Patty,
great.
Thank you so much.
The idea. Yeah, great. Love it.
Thank you, Patty.
Thanks, Patty. So we also want to talk about, there's another change, which is to something called the feature fees. And these are things like subtitle, gallery plus, bold, value pack, and listing designer. John, can you talk a little bit about these?
Yeah, we were. This is some of the changes that we are going to make outside of the store's subscription platform. And here what we're going to do is, if you start your item at over $150, that's either auctions or fixed price, we're going to increase the fees that you pay. So from time to time, we're looking at different areas to reevaluate our structure, and this is one of the areas. So unfortunately, this is one of the probably not the benefits that we're including, but this is one of the areas that we are making changes. And from time to time, we are making these changes. So.
If they're optional, though, you don't have to opt in. A lot of sellers don't use them. Some sellers use them to some good effect.
They are optional. And just to clarify, yes, so we are raising the prices on the feature fees. We are doing that for high ASP items, selling price items. So it's above $150 where those prices would increase. Below $150, they would stay the same.
And there's two different tiers depending on the... So these are everything above $150 list price and the durations. So if you... three, 5, 7, and 10-day durations are one price, and then 30 days, good until canceled, are another price.
Yeah. That's correct.
My advice to anyone who's considering utilizing these is to test them. You should always test everything. And one of the things working at eBay has taught me is the importance of testing, and there's nothing more dangerous than an untested hypothesis that you then put into practice. You could break your business. So if you're using them now, test when this changes to see if they help drive buyers and increase your prices and your sales, and if they don't, then adjust as accordingly, but always test everything. So we only have a minute left, and I want to thank you guys. It's been you guys did an amazing job. So
thanks, Griff. Will you invite us back?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, so we want you back
on May 1st.
Yeah.
All right. For sure.
Or that week, depending on when Tuesday falls.
And even other than that, let us know when you want to come on.
Yeah, we'll have you on all the time.
I was thinking about that. Let's do this more often, right?
Yes, we have to.
Lots of questions out there about fees. Let's take some time there.
We're going to do that, Dylan. Thank you so much. Thanks, this open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, the lead and solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, product reviews here on eBay Radio.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.